Proclamation number 0370 of 7th of April, 1938. The Disciples of the Savior. The Jewish Kingdom. In all his time of suffering, no one on earth was as devoted to the Lord and Savior as his disciples, who loved him and would have liked to keep every suffering away from him, if it was in their power. As many as gathered around him, only a small circle was so imbued with his divinity that they recognized in him their master, their divine creator, and where all light from him flooded into their hearts, soon even the slightest doubt was choked. In divine perfection of their being they soon saw the only goal of their life. In the purity of his heart, everyone soon realized that following him was essentially the only important thing on earth. They realized that none of them could reach this perfection unless the Lord himself let his grace come upon them continuously, and furthermore they realized how important serving one another in love was for reaching perfection. Their striving now was to make themselves worthy of the grace of God in deepest humility and self-abasement. They left everything, they gave up the world and lived only in his teaching, which the Savior taught them in daily dealings with them. Thus, no other event than the constant dwelling in his proximity brought about that their hearts were filled with oversized love for the Savior. That their knowledge of divine wisdom increased the longer they experienced and recognized their Master. They received with the heart, and God gave them the strength and grace to understand all that he offered them. For never would they have been able to find their way in these wisdoms without the help of the Lord. Never would they have become aware of the greatness of the Lord without divine enlightenment. And never would they therefore have recognized their teacher as the Son of God if their spirit had not been enlightened by the divine light. In frequent tribulation of the Spirit the Lord came to their aid whenever they felt weak. Because the Lord saw only the love that made his disciples worthy of him. As a result, he did not leave his own and gave them comfort in every difficult hour, but also demanded their full commitment when he was no longer. When he returned to what is his Father. Because the earth carried an enormously vital people at that time. It was the tribe that was destined to spread Christian doctrine, true Christianity. It was the Jewish kingdom. His desire to save this people from the plight of the soul did not resonate with them. They laughed and mocked him. They were represented in exceedingly strong numbers to bring about the downfall of this Son of God, and never let themselves be moved to accept faith in him as the messenger of God. They saw in him an enemy of their teachings, they saw in him nothing more than an exceptionally gifted orator who took advantage of his gift of speech to make the people apostate from the teaching of the fathers. And since they remained in sin and filth, they could not get the enlightening of the Spirit. They rejected any love of the Lord and repaid it with abuses in the final intention to seek his life. And his mercy and kindness forgave them. With angelic patience he directed their speeches to them, for his heart turned to each one and sought to save them. But the omnipotence of God left these people thorough, so that the word that the Lord came into the world to redeem mankind would be fulfilled. Amen.